right, so there's a couple schools of thought out there when it comes to Joe Biden. Yeah, I'm of the opinion that I think Joe Biden is dangerous to the Democrat Party. He continues to lead the field, and people seem to like him well enough, but there's no enthusiasm. There's zero. Plus, his gaffes are priceless. Now, for a guy like me, that's good stuff. You know, and he's no Chris Cuomo when it comes to gaffing like we've seen today, but he is pretty, and he'll throw him out there, and then he'll go, oh, did I say that? And then he'll try to clean it up. Well, you know, what I really meant was, and this has been going on for years. He was a terrible candidate in 1988, no better in 2008, and now we've got the older, a bit slower version of Joe Biden. So his gaffes just come a little bit slower, but they're just as damaging. My next guest is Wayne Dupree, host of The Wayne Dupree Show. You can find out more at WayneDupree.com. He is what they call an influencer out there because he has more than 350,000 followers on Twitter, for example. He comes to us from Baltimore. Wayne, good morning.
What about me, Mike? What about me? I'm smart, not dumb. Like people say, I'm smart.
Yeah. I heard from Joe Biden, I'm smart, I hear, and I go to one of the gaffes here, Wayne, and I just got, you've got to cringe, because I know you're a guy that thinks Biden's going to end up on top of this thing, and I wonder, because I look at, you know, poor kids are just as smart and talented as white kids, and I'm like, wow, I mean, he tries to reel it back in, but that is a train wreck, that's a car going in the ditch fast, my friend.
And you're right, you're 100% right, if we are voting. But Democrats don't care, okay? Democrats, I mean, look, Biden is touchy-feely. You know, he's lost part of his brain in the 80s with the brain surgery thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he can say whatever he wants. He grabs little babies by the crotch. You saw the photo. So, I mean, these things don't affect Democrats the way it affects us. Because even though Biden is making gaffes, you have Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders is the meanest man on this planet. He gets on there. Everybody's racist. You're racist. And billionaires and the millionaires. And but I can bring unity. Really?
Really? Bring unity? How? Yeah, I mean, they went from Russia to racism, didn't they, Wayne? They went from everything was Russia. Now it's racist. Donald Trump just decided to have lunch today. Racist. Yeah, anything. It doesn't matter what they talk about. Now it's because Russia didn't pan out. Totally petered out. There's nothing there. Now everything is racism. And speaking of, you know, the candidates getting hammered, I saw a beautiful clip of Kamala Harris yesterday getting it from a 90-year-old woman at a senior center saying, we don't want your health care. Leave it alone. And she doesn't know what to do with it. And she goes, oh, we'll leave your health care alone. Well, that's interesting, Senator, because just last week you said you were going to get rid of health care the way it's provided
today. She was like, can I talk to you? Don't mess with my health care. I will F you up around here.
Yeah.
Don't mess with my health care.
Don't do that.
Oh, no, ma'am, I'm not going to. But you said you were.
Yeah.
No, don't mess with my. Yeah, okay. Yes, ma'am.
So of all of those, because there really are only four candidates, I think it's precious and beautiful that the Democrats will still allow Beto O'Rourke on the stage coming up in September after the most spectacular flame out in modern political history. I mean, it was terrific. He's down there still flaming out in El Paso. But you still think that Joe Biden, touchy-feely, old Joe, whatever it is, but you've got to admit, Wayne, I mean, he is not fast on his feet. He will be a piece of raw meat in a debate with Donald Trump. I mean, Trump will eat him alive, won't he?
Right. No. See, that's what people don't understand about me. Trump's going to destroy him in a debate like that. But there's nobody on the Democrat side that can take him down because he's Uncle Joe. He's too nice. And the way that he speaks now, you know, I'm a former Democrat back in 2007. I didn't vote for Barack Obama either time, but you look at the way that they talk to their voters. Biden is an expert at tone, modulation. He knows when to be emotional. I mean, how many times, Steve, how many times do you have hear him say, folks, we have to do this?
Yeah.
You know, folks, this is real.
You got him nailed. Oh, yeah, it's folks. Absolutely. It's that whole hometown, down home, folksy whole. You got that exactly. So let me ask you something. You live in Baltimore. You left the Democrat Party back in 2007. What do you make of inroads into the black community for voters for the Trump campaign? Are they making inroads? Are they making strides? To me, it looks like they are, but I don't know for sure. And it seems like you might have a better finger on the pulse. What do you think?
Look, I wanted President Trump to come here when he called out Elijah Cummings.
Absolutely.
That would have assured that would have been huge. Sending Ben Carson, you know, Ben Carson's from around here. People know him. There are people in this county, because I live in Baltimore County. But there's also a whole lot of people in the city that don't listen to the media and they don't hate Donald Trump. Is that some? But they feel a disconnect from Donald Trump, or you know they it. It's like, well, what are you doing for me? Now, look. I understand about the numbers. I understand about the positive good news and whatnot. But sometimes some people don't feel it the way that other people do. Now, is there a solution for that? I don't know. But I do think that it would have been a huge punch in the media's face if he would have driven to Baltimore, which is not even 56 miles away from here. Well, 56 miles between both. And just shown up. And heard from some, that would have been so huge because a whole lot of these influential black leaders and stuff, like, I ain't going to talk to him. I ain't going to the White House. Okay, well, let Donald Trump come to you. And, you know, I mean.
If he's walking down the street, it's hard to ignore him. If he's right there, you're right, Wayne. If he's walking right down the street, I ain't going to go talk to him. Well, you might if he's walking right through your neighborhood. Or he's walking right through part of your city. And I think you're right. I still think he should do it. He lost a bit of that momentum, but it's still if he showed up in Baltimore, it would be a good move on his part.
Oh, my God. Baltimore of all places, because Baltimore is just like, well, it's not as bad as Chicago.
Right.
But it will mean so much. And if, excuse me, the way that he interacts with other voters on a personal level, you don't see that from other candidates. And that's why he got elected in 2016. He's the first president that I first presidential candidate I've known ever since I've been watching politics. They got up there and said, I love you. I never heard a presidential candidate say that to the people that he was. But he said it one time that he said it on the campaign trail. He said, I love y'all or I love you.
It's a great time. I mean, let's be honest, Wayne. The Democrats have taken a completely alternate route, calling us deplorables, racist, bigots, misogynists, a whole host of other things. They think insulting people will shame us into voting for them. It's not going to happen. I got to leave it right there. Yeah. Wayne Dupree is the host of The Wayne Dupree Show. You can find out more at waynedupree.com. Follow him on Twitter, 350,000 plus people there for a reason, because Wayne has smart, pithy things to say. Wayne, thanks for getting up early and being with us.
Man, I love you. Take care. Have me back, man.
You're coming back. Up this early. You can't get away. Trust me, you can't get away. We got you. 41 after. It's the Steve Rivers Show. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at wycoffwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the Okay to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using Okay to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by Okay to Say and MAB.